Let's stop for a moment. I want you to think about what I've just said and make some notes to remind yourself. Right. Let's talk about energy. Energy is a strange thing. It comes and goes as we change our emotional moods. It is part of our endocrine system, and we can use it to tune and focus our inner powers. For instance, the silence of body energy. Teaching yourself to recall and relive pleasurable sensations. The sensation of heat. Recall lying on a sun-filled beach. Feel the heat on your body. Feel the sand, abrasive or silky. Or lying in warm water at the water's edge. Sitting in an armchair before a fire on a winter's night, and hearing the sound of wind and rain on the roof and the window, the smoothness of the glass in your hand and the richness of wine in your mouth. Or lying in a warm bath full of scented water, letting your muscles relax. This doesn't sound like energy, but it is. Because when your muscles relax, when you are relaxed, then the energy is not blocked. It can start to permeate the whole of your body. You can use many things in this way, and heat is a very healing thing. Heat of itself is an energy. So you can use it to store up energy in your muscles, in your body. Try the silence of walking energy. Think of walking in a forest at dawn. Or actually get up early and walk in a wood or forest at dawn. Listen to the song of the birds and feel the coolness. Or stand on a high mountain top, listening to the winds and feeling the push of it. Again, you can use the energy of the wind. You can use the energy of the forest and the ancient growth of the trees to recharge your body. As a magician, you are going to use a lot more energy than you do if you were just an ordinary person. You can use silence to restore your powers. You can go inside your body and seek out each of its organs in turn. You can locate pain within your body, surround it with silence and the energy of silence. Seek to know why it is in pain and what you can do to ease it. Comfort areas of your body that are not functioning well. Mentally ask your organs what they need. Visualize it and give it to them. We don't communicate with our bodies enough. We think of them as something that's just there. A magician knows that his body or her body is the densest point of manifestation, and that it is an instrument, a magical tool, And if it is not looked after, and if it doesn't function well, it cannot do the work it was meant to do. Think of the silence in a library. Seek out the world memory in the hall of silence on the mental level. In that silence, let knowledge manifest within you. Think of silence as a comforter. When you are weary or tired, when you are sad, when you need comfort, wrap yourself in silence. Enter silence and use it as a link to communicate with the Creator of the universe.